How to Negotiate Anything with Anyone, Anywhere, Around the World. Author, Frank L. Acuff. The subject of negotiations is both timely and timeless. It is timely because almost everything about our society in general and our workplace in particular is increasingly complicated. But it is also timeless because life is a series of endless negotiations. Certain fundamentals of negotiations apply whether you are negotiating in Toronto, Brussels, New York, Buenos Aires, Istanbul, Shanghai, or Dubai. It is important to understand these fundamentals. They are the foundations on which you will later build your international negotiating strengths. Negotiating defined. Negotiating is the process of communicating back and forth for the purpose of reaching a joint agreement. Negotiating has to do with persuasions rather than the use of crude power. What's more, negotiating has to do with the other side, TOS, feeling good about the outcome of the negotiation. Above all, it has to do with the clear understanding of our own motivations and those of the other side, as we try to persuade them to do what we want them to do. This means that both you and the other side win in the negotiation. The stages of negotiation. Negotiations proceed in the following stages. 1. Orientation and fact-finding. Information is power, and the more information you can obtain here, the bigger the dividends will be in the negotiation's later stages. Orientation and fact-finding should begin even before you sit down with the other side. Resistance. This can be a painful, if predictable, part of any negotiation. Indeed, the other side is not usually devoted to showing you a good time. Try not to be upset by the resistance you encounter in your negotiations. In fact, if you encounter no resistance, this could be a signal that there is little genuine interest in meaningful negotiations. 3. Reformulation of strategies. As you gain new data, it is important to reassess earlier strategies. 4. Hard bargaining and decision making. Concentrate on the real needs of both sides, not just on the formal positions being taken at the negotiating table. 5. Agreement. Here you work out the details of the negotiation and ensure understanding. 6. Follow-up. By effective follow-up, you set the stage for the next negotiation. Use this follow-up as an opportunity for relationship building. What makes global negotiations different? Human beings draw close to one another by their common nature, but habits and customs keep them apart. Confucian saying. Cultural factors that affect global business negotiations. Use of time. Cultures differ in their use of time. The Americans, Swiss, Germans, and Australians, for example, are usually fast-paced and exact in their approach to time. Their professional and personal lives tend to be closely calibrated. Individualism versus collectivism. Individualism refers to the I, consciousness found in some cultures, as contrasted with the we, consciousness in others. The emphasis on the group helps explain why the Japanese are so slow at making negotiating decisions. It takes time to ensure that there is a buy-in from all members of the team. On the other hand, North American negotiators bargaining with their counterparts usually look for the top person who represents the other side. They don't waste time on anyone who isn't a key decision maker. Role orderliness and conformity. Some cultures are characterized by a high need for role orderliness and conformity. Often, more emphasis is put on the form or structure of behavior than on content. How things are done is of paramount importance. Other cultures have a low need in this regard and are much more at ease with ambiguity. Patterns of communication. In one way, the communication process is very simple. A sender is trying to get a message through to a receiver. The responsibility of the sender is to send a clear message. The responsibility of the receiver is to listen. For example, as the seller of a new machine, you might say to the other side, "I'd like to review with you the detailed calibrations of our new X15 model. You'll be pleased to know that the output has been increased by 16.23%, and conformance to standards is now 99.74% at close tolerance machining. Here's a schematic of the X15. The message you might have encoded in this example is the importance your company attaches to productivity and quality. But no matter how noble your intentions, if the other side receiver is from Brazil, Turkey, or Iran, such emphasis on logical detail is likely to be decoded as if somewhat inappropriate. How negotiations differ from region to region. 1. Pace. The negotiating process is shorter in North America, for example, than in most other cultures. 2. Negotiating strategies. The opening offer tends to be very close to the final settlement in some countries, where haggling back and forth is not part of everyday business. In other countries, the opening offer tends to be far away from the final settlement. 3. Emphasis on personal relationships. A key aspect of building any relationship is trust, and in international negotiating is no exception. In fact, in order to be a masterful negotiator, you must build trust with the other side. Building a relationship is critical, even if you are dealing with negotiators from cultures that are relatively standoffish. 4. Emotional aspects. Emotional aspects deal with sensitivity, the degree of emotions, and loyalty. Sensitivity, too, is culturally defined. 5. Decision-making. In Western European countries such as Germany and Switzerland, for example, decision-making is planned and organized. In Eastern Europe, decisions are made in a somewhat more spontaneous manner, and in Latin America, decisions are often made impulsively. 6. Contractual and administrative factors. Negotiations differ from region to region according to contractual and administrative factors. These differences express themselves in the need for an agent, degree of contract specificity, degree of bureaucracy, and the need for an agenda at the meetings. Some powerful strategies for negotiating around the world. 1. Plan your negotiation. There are 5 approaches skilled negotiators share when planning their negotiations. They consider a wide range of action options and outcomes, and they spend over 3 times as much attention on trying to find common ground with the other side. They also spend more time on long-term issues. They set range objectives which give negotiations flexibility and use issue planning rather than sequence planning. 2. Adopt a win-win interest-based approach. To achieve a win-win situation, you must tune into the frequency with which the other side can identify. 3. Maintain high aspirations. There are compelling reasons why you should have high initial demands. HIDs. HIDs teach people how to treat you. They lower the expectations of the other side. HIDs demonstrate your persistence and conviction. 4. Use simple and accessible language. Don't assume that because your foreign counterpart speaks English, he or she fully understands it. This individual might know English as it was taught in school, but might not be able to speak it or understand it in a conversation with an American. 5. Ask lots of questions, then listen with your eyes and ears. Skilled negotiators ask more questions than unskilled negotiators. They also engage in much more active listening than those who are less skilled. 6. Build solid relationships. A strong relationship is critical to both short-term and long-term success. 7. Make patience an obsession. Patience serves 3 vital functions. It facilitates getting information from the other side, builds the relationship by sending out signals of courtesy, and increases your chances of effective concession-making. Win-win or interest-based negotiation can make you a wonderful human being, as it will help you get more of what you want. And how is this achieved? In 2 key ways. First, meet the needs of the other side. Switch to the frequency that others can tune to, which is known as WIFT. What's in it for them? Then focus on interests and not positions. Finding out interests, by contrast, helps you access the real needs of the other side. Let's see what we can do to make this deal good for you and good for us. Opens the door to fuller conversations.